Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Savvy Scribe podcast. I'm your host, Janine Kelbach. And today I'm going to dive into a real life scenario that was shared by a fellow freelancer over on LinkedIn. And it's a situation that I thought was really important because many of us can relate to it. And it's all about setting boundaries and protecting yourself as a freelancer.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast.
A podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show.
So here's that freelancer's experience. It started with their experience of having a challenging client. They needed to block their client. And here's what happened. They found themselves in a situation where a client was making these unreasonable demands for free work several months after the project was completed and paid for. So the tipping point in all this, the client's feedback, which was far from professional, and it just pushed all the wrong buttons for the freelancer. And this freelancer's experience offered several crucial lessons for us in the freelancing world. And I'm not going to go into the exact situation, but I do want to just give you some tips on if a client does those things to you as a writer. One, you need to give clear expectations. So to set clear expectations from the beginning, clients should know your deadlines for feedback. They should know refund policies. They should know the ownership after work is delivered. The goal is to avoid any surprises along the way and make sure both parties are on the same page. It all starts with communication, you guys. Another thing is to stay organized. Keeping records is vital. Making sure you have time dates and dates where you submitted things, when you were assigned things, invoices, when those were sent, and your payout time on those. If you're using platforms like Upwork, remember that to close client contracts after your work is done so that it's done. Ending positively is always better than risking issues later. Okay. So another thing, set those boundaries, just like expectations. We have lives outside of work. It's crucial to communicate boundaries and let your clients know that you might be out of town and that you need a break or whatever. If the client is still unreasonable about that, it's perfectly acceptable to address the issue and request, I don't know, more time, more whatever, just to get your client work done. Last thing you want is to have a bad review or a bad testimonial, but they also need to be respectful of you as a business owner and to know that you have other clients. That's the other thing. Many times being freelance, they don't realize that you're not their employee. You have other clients to deal with. So make sure, again, if you're telling your clients you're going to meet with them once a month, meet with them once a month. Don't meet with them every week. It's not fair to you. Also, make sure if you're telling your clients you'll meet with them once a month, that's a paid meeting for you. It's outside of their scope of content. Or you can loop it in there as a fee, whatever. Make sure you're getting paid for it. It should be enjoyable. This whole endeavor, yeah, it's stressful at times, but really, it should be a fun side hobby job for you guys, not hobby, because you're getting paid for it. But protect yourself. It's not always, I always think of it as like the landlord situation. You always hear that there's bad tenants. Sometimes there's bad landlords. And it's always like you hear it out there like, oh, you know, my tenants are destroying my house. Sometimes tenants have crappy landlords that make them not get things fixed and make them have a hard time paying them, whatever it is. There's two sides to every story all the time. So make sure that you are setting boundaries in the beginning. You have a contract in place. Number one, always have a contract in place. Okay. All right. I hope that helps you guys kind of look at your clients right now and look at, can I make next time we go forward with a contract? One, do I even want them as a client? And two, how can I make it better for both of us next time? I hope this was helpful. Please give me any feedback you guys want, and I will talk to you all soon. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.